Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
It takes more than a few hills, ponds, and trees to create a functioning ecosystem. In the 4 years since Syncrude finished planting trees at its new Sandhill Fen, bushes and wildflowers have started to grow there. And as ecologist Carla Watrakish points out, now the wildlife is moving in.
We have a huge variety of animals that are already using the fen. They're living there, they're feeding there, they're making babies there. This summer we had a resident bear, a giant, I think they estimated him to be 400-pound male, that hung out in the fen, eating the cattails and feeding on all those pin cherries. And one really exciting thing is the common nighthawk. And so although it's called a common nighthawk, it's not that common. And it's actually a threatened species. And we've had a pair of nighthawk nest in the fen. They return every year. We've seen them produce two young, when normally the clutch size is only one egg. So they're very productive in the fen and they keep returning. So this is something we're really excited about. There's a wide variety of wildlife using this habitat, even species that are rare and threatened.
Thanks today to Syncrude. You can hear the full interview with Carla Watrakish at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.